KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 56 degrees. We look for skies to be partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Red Oak Friday morning arrested a man for allegedly harboring a runaway. Authorities say 43-year-old Tracy Bryan Schooling of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:30 a.m. and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are investigating another incident of theft. Authorities say an incident was reported Friday evening at the Park West Mini Storage, located in the 1900 block of G Avenue, where a 2001 Honda 300 EX Sport Trax four-wheel ATV was stolen from a storage unit. The theft happened sometime between May 21st and the 26th. The loss was estimated at $3,500. Yesterday, we reported that at around 6:30 a.m. Wednesday, Montgomery County deputies responded to a burglary at a construction site on the west edge of Red Oak, where several tools were removed from the company's construction trailers. Anyone with information about either of those incidents is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-888-434-2712 or the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. As a reminder, you can remain anonymous, and Crime Stoppers may pay a reward of up to $1,000 for your information if it leads to an arrest and conviction. Officials of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office late last night released information on their social media page about a chase and two arrests that took place Thursday night. Authorities say deputies with the Shelby County Sheriff's Office attempted to stop a vehicle for a traffic violation at around 9 p.m. The suspect vehicle then fled, and a pursuit continued until the vehicle stopped in a farm field near the intersection of Orange Road and 800th Street. Apprehended at the scene was the driver, identified as 37-year-old Jesse J. Kirchner of Burlington and 31-year-old Marcia Alicia Finch of Harlan, who was a passenger in the vehicle. Kirchner is charged with eluding, possession of a controlled substance or substances, carrying of weapons, possession of drug paraphernalia, theft, and driving under suspension. He was being held in the Shelby County Jail on a $20,000 bond. Finch is charged with probation violation warrants, possession of a controlled substance or substances, possession of drug paraphernalia, and theft. She was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $25,000 bond. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Harlan Police and Medevac Ambulance. In an update to our report yesterday morning, the Iowa State Patrol says a Cass County man was injured during an accident that took place at around 4:15 a.m. Friday, southwest of Cumberland. 26-year-old Devin Anthony Boots of Anita suffered severe head and neck injuries during the crash and was transported by Medevac Ambulance to the Cass County Hospital before being flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Authorities say the 1999 Toyota Corolla he was driving westbound on Highway 92, for reasons unknown, crossed the center line of the road and struck the driver's side of a utility trailer being pulled by an eastbound pickup truck. The accident happened near the intersection with 660th Street and Highway 92. After the impact, the Toyota went out of control and spun sideways before it entered the south ditch and rolled over, striking an embankment. The car came to rest on its wheels facing southeast. The driver of the pickup, 24-year-old Nicodemus Xavier Lane of Atlantic, was not injured in that crash. The accident remains under investigation. Crews of the Cumberland and Messina Fire and Rescue Departments and deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two men were arrested recently on separate drug charges. A little after 2 a.m. Friday, 32-year-old Joshua David Mott of Henderson was taken into custody for OWI second offense, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Mott was driving a pickup in the vicinity of Bungie and Wabash Avenues, south of Council Bluffs, when he was pulled over for swerving all over the roadway, according to the report. Upon further investigation, a deputy determined Mott showed signs of impairment. He was also allegedly in possession of 2.6 grams of marijuana and a pot pipe. At around 8:40 p.m. Thursday in Walnut, a Pott County deputy arrested 44-year-old Richard Jesse Duran of Council Bluffs after a routine check of his license plate showed a possible warrant for Duran, who is the vehicle's registered owner. When the deputy approached Duran's car near the Walnut Come-and-Go store, the man was looking down at his center console, and that's where the deputy observed a white crystal substance. Further investigation resulted in Duran being taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And the sheriff's office said 24-year-old Kane Alexander Kron of Council Bluffs was arrested Thursday afternoon on a warrant for parole violation. Kron was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Friday morning and took action on three of the five matters that were on their agenda. And the board took under advisement plans for a hearing on a vacating of a portion of roadway in the 7300 block of 660th Street. That's between Yankton and Youngstown Road, until County Engineer Charles Bechtold could speak with a couple of property owners in that area. And they agreed to wait until their meeting on May 31st before taking action on a fireworks sales and discharge ordinance so that the county attorney can gather more information. The board passed a resolution authorizing a request for bids with regard to the Glacier, Buck Creek, and Echo Roads paving project. Snyder and Associates engineer Dave Sturm explained the process is moving forward now that the DOT has finally provided comments with regard to the plans and specifications for the project, which had been submitted over a month ago.
We've addressed those comments and we're good to go to bid letting now. So I think everything is moving forward, and we currently have the bid date set for Thursday, June 15th. That way we can get the bid tab put together on Friday, send that into the DOT, because the DOT has to concur with the award of bid to whoever is the low contractor. That will give them Monday and Tuesday to review that, and then hopefully have concurrence from them by your board meeting that Wednesday, in which we can award contract to whoever is low on that project on the 21st.
The resolution also sets a public hearing on the project for June 21st. The board also approved a federal aid agreement for a bridge replacement project on North Olive Street, or County Road N16. County Engineer Charles Bechtold said the bridge, number 433, is located about a mile south of Interstate 80.
This is in conjunction with ethanol plant. Yeah. We want to get the bridge up, and it's narrow. It's functionally deficient because it's narrow. So we're going to fast track this. So it was on our five-year program. We're moving it up to get it done now.
The project will cost $600,000. In their final order of business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors approved plans for two bridge replacement projects, number 25, which is located on Tucson Road south of Cumberland, and number 342, located north of Lewis on Lansing Road. Requests for bids will be sent out with return dates of August 15th and September 19th for the respective projects. Bechtold said the feds will pay 80% of the cost of both of those projects, with 20% coming from the farm-to-market road funds, so the county is not paying for anything out of pocket. Taking a look now at our funeral announcements on KJAN, 16-year-old Shekiah Marie Cockerham and 12-year-old Melanie Page Exline, both of Guthrie Center, died May the 15th at their home. Joint memorial services for Shekiah Cockerham and Page Exline will be this morning at 10:30 in the auditorium at the Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Michelle Moore, age 55, of Gallup, New Mexico, formerly of the Griswold area, died April 17th in Albuquerque. A celebration of life service for Michelle White Moore will be today at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold beginning at 1 o'clock, followed by visitation until 3. The reconvened funeral home in Griswold has arrangements. Betty J. Olson, age 89, formerly of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Betty Olson will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Deborah K. Inman, age 60, of Audubon, died May 20th at the Audubon County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Deborah Inman will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Ioma Hubbard, age 92, who's formerly of Walnut, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ioma Hubbard will be on Friday at 2 p.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Roger Berg will be held next Saturday at 10:30 at the Bryant Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Keith Allen Jensen, age 84, of Irwin, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Keith Jensen will be next Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Jerry Herrick, age 75, of Wyota, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Jerry Herrick are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.